people were following Jesus to seek out and to receive more of the food that he had given them. Remember, there was the story of the feeding of the 5,000 with just a few loaves and a few fish, a miracle provision, a miracle feeding. Jesus, the miracle caterer.
I think y'all are asleep.
Jesus, the miracle caterer.
Amen.
I mean, after all, that's what's important in life. Fellowship, friendship, eating and drinking, bread and fish. I love breaded fish, don't you, Dad? Deep fried. Mm-mm.
Y'all are still asleep.
Let's get the blood going. Come on, rapture practice. Everybody stand up. Stand up. When I was in Greek class, back when I was in seminary, when people were falling asleep, Dr. Eford always said, okay, time for rapture practice. Stand up and jump to the ceiling. Come on, jump. Get the blood going. All right, you may be seated. You may be seated. Now we're going to hear it, jumping Methodist. Yes, indeed. Jesus, the miracle caterer. That should have been the title of my sermon for today. Jesus, the miracle caterer.
Amen.
Not just the caterer of fish and bread, not just a person who can miraculously go abracadabra, alakazam, and turn some fish and bread, just enough for a couple of people, into enough to feed 5,000. No, Jesus, the Son of God, who takes meager supply, the things of this life, the things of this earth, friends and family, a family of God like a church, the bread and the cup of Holy Communion, the simple, everyday, mundane things of this life, God can take it, Jesus can take it, and transform it to feed us eternally. In John chapter 6, we have a fantastic exchange between Jesus and the Jews, those who were following him, those who led the community, those who were looking to him for some type of word or blessing or source of strength, those who were hoping he would be the Messiah, those who were looking to him for teaching, for wisdom, for understanding, a whole different group of people, lots of different people looking for lots of different things for lots of different reasons, kind of like the church today. We have in John chapter 6 a powerful exchange between Jesus and the Jewish people, between Jesus and us today. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Did you hear that? I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. I am the bread of life. This echoes something that Yahweh, God, said to Moses on Mount Sinai from the burning bush, when Moses said, how will I be able to tell the people who sent me? What am I going to tell them? And he said, I am that I am. Tell them that I am has sent you. Here Jesus is hearkening back to that proclamation of Yahweh at the burning bush, I am. The phrase I am literally means the one who is and cannot not be. The one who is and who by his very nature exists and is for us and will be known to and for and within us. Yahweh. The I am. Jesus is identifying himself directly with that phrase, that statement from the burning bush back all the way back in the book of Exodus when he says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Think about it for a minute. What is bread? Is bread a fancy prime rib? Is bread a plate of lasagna? Is bread a slab of baby back ribs? Is bread a plate of sour cream chicken enchiladas? Is bread a huge plate of tacos? Is bread fancy food? You're still asleep. Is bread fancy food? Bread is basic sustenance. Bread is the basic food of life. Bread is the basics. You got two slices of bread, some ham in between, some cheese, and you got a sandwich. Yum. Yes, thank you. You got a piece of bread, you stick it in a toaster, you slather some butter on it, and you got some butter toast. You got some bread, you crumble it up, you mix it with all sorts of other stuff like sage and things like that, and you get some dressing. Bread is yummy. Bread is good, but bread is basic. Simple sustenance. Even Vernon can eat bread. That got you, didn't it? Even Vernon can eat bread. Basic sustenance. Basic food. I am the bread of life, Jesus said. I am the basic sustenance of life. I am the food that you need to live eternally. I am the support, the strength, the presence that you need to live eternally. I am your supply to live eternally. My friends, it's not any more complicated than this. There have been debates and fights and arguments for centuries about the meaning of Holy Communion. Put simply, when we come to the table, and when we eat, and when we drink, when we take and place our hands on some simple bread, we break it, and we eat it, we're just eating bread. When we take the cup and drink from its supply, we're just drinking the fruit of the vine. But we're doing more than just any of these things. We are placing our lives into action. We are acting in faith. We are receiving a simple, common, everyday, basic source of sustenance and strength for this life here, bread and the fruit of the vine. We're eating and we're drinking. But by faith, when we come and when we eat and when we drink, with our faith focused on Jesus as our supply of eternal life, we are in effect receiving into ourselves again, anew and afresh, the real presence of Jesus. Our source, our supply, our sustenance for eternal life. My sisters and brothers, it's a very simple idea. Just as bread and wine provide us with the basics in the ancient world, that was bread and wine were the basics, friends, the basics of life here, so also when we receive Jesus, when we come to Jesus, when we drink of His grace, when we receive into ourselves His divine presence, when we act in faith and receive Him into our lives anew and afresh, again and again and again, we receive into ourselves that sustenance, the basics of eternal life that will see us through this life and into the next. My friends, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Whoever comes to me, whoever seeks me out, whoever approaches me for spiritual food, whoever approaches me for sustenance, whoever approaches me for strength, whoever approaches me asking for eternal bread, for His divine presence, will never go hungry. My friends, God does not withhold grace. When we are seeking Him out, He is drawing us. We wouldn't want to come to Him if He wasn't drawing us. So when you feel hungry spiritually and feel called to come to Jesus, never fear. He will spiritually feed you. And my friends, when you exercise faith in Him, when you believe in Him with an active faith, with an active belief, with not a passive belief that doesn't do anything, but with a belief that is active and places your life, your spiritual life, your life here in this world, your life on the line, when you act in faith, you will never be thirsty. You will always have the Spirit flowing through your veins. You will always have the presence of Jesus. You will always be receiving the forgiveness and the life-transforming grace that you need to live eternally. Basic food, a basic message today. Basic food and drink. Jesus, His grace, His presence, His very life, poured out into us. I am the bread of life, Jesus said. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me, whoever exercises faith in me, will never be thirsty. But there's an implication in that. There's a subtle warning in that statement. Whoever doesn't come to me will be forever hungry. And whoever doesn't believe in me, whoever doesn't exercise faith in me, will forever be thirsty. My friends, there is a subtle warning here. If you feel hungry, if you feel thirsty, if you need to be fed and watered by the wonderful grace of God, if you are feeling empty and you feel that spiritual rumbling, but you don't go to Jesus and you don't exercise faith in Him, you will be eternally hungry and eternally thirsty. Ooh. That's kind of frightening, isn't it? I mean, I was hoping I was making you a little bit hungry here. I'm sure those who are listening on the internet and have access to a kitchen have already gone and gotten something to eat. My friends, don't become eternally hungry or eternally thirsty by refusing to come to Jesus and by refusing to exercise faith in Him. He offers freely and simply says, I am the bread of life. Take, receive, and take and receive into yourself by faith, acting in faith, and you will never be hungry and you will never, ever be thirsty.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church of Sigelville, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 101 South Kaufman Street, Sigelville, Texas, 75159. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.